You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci back here in Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford of the Dog Bowl in Berea. And folks, you can stay connected to the Cleveland Browns with the latest news, photos, videos, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, download our mobile app, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, at Browns, and on Instagram, at Official Browns. We're joined in studio, one of the perks of having the CBD studio right here in Berea, by defensive lineman Billy Wynn. Billy, welcome to the studio. Thanks for joining us here on CBD.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So let me ask you, you come off, you get the win over the Baltimore Ravens, something that has not happened in 11 straight games, the bye week, big matchup against Cincinnati now. How are you feeling? What's the mood of this team headed into a massive game on Sunday?
I'm feeling good. You know, a lot of us are feeling good. We're ready to get out there and to play another game.
And that's the other thing is, you said it just then, ready to play another game. Do you have to balance between the realization of how important this really is and allowing you to, as a team, sort of control your destiny from here on out if you're able to win a game like this? Because this effectively is a playoff game.
Oh, you know it is, and you know it comes back to that balance, like you said. You know, just balancing everything out in your life. But we're treating this, you know, as, you know, another game, and, you know, just taking each game one by one and not worrying about next week.
Is that harder applied than said? I mean, is it easy? Is it easier to say it than do it, I guess, is my...
It's a lot easier said than done, but, I think this team has the right mindset, going into this week and, you know, just taking one thing at a time, you know, getting better at one thing each day at practice and, you know, just trying to put it all together on Sundays.
What is it like knowing now that you've beaten the Ravens, you've beaten the Cincinnati Bengals team? How does that help your confidence going into a game where really this is probably the most meaningful game that this Cleveland Browns team has played in quite some time?
Oh, it means a lot, you know, just going out there and being able to put all three phases together, as a team, you know, offense, defense, and special teams. You know, it means a lot, you know, that we can go out there and we can get those kind of things taken care of. You know, it means a lot to us, and, you know, we're hoping to keep that going.
This defense, number one in the NFL in yards per plate allowed, top 10 in total yards, top 10 against the run, top 10 against the pass. What's it like playing for Ray Horton, and why is this defense, and why has it been so successful this season?
Oh, I mean, it's awesome playing for Ray. You know, he's just giving us that freedom to go out there and make plays and putting us in great position to go out and to succeed. It's an awesome feeling, you know, being here and having a coach like Ray behind you. It's been a blessing playing here and being able to, you know, just go out there and, you know, pretty much, you know, have some freedom and make plays.
What's been so impressive, besides just the way the defense has played, is how you've overcome injuries as a group. And you missed some time, and Jabal Sheard missed some time, and we can go down a list of some players who have been in and out of the lineup with injuries, yet the defense has maintained a pretty high level. Your sense of why that's so, and as a player who's been in and out of the lineup, how hard is it to kind of transition back in once you've missed some time?
It's tough, you know, being out 5 weeks for myself. It was really tough, you know, watching all those guys go out there and, you know, getting after it. You know, it killed me, you know, not being able to be out there. But when you come back from an injury, you know, you just have to get out there and, you know, hit the ground running and, you know, just try to jump back into the swing of things and make some things work.
Does it just speak to the depth of this group?
It does. You know, I mean, that's part of football, though. Guys go down, you know the next guy steps up and takes care of business.
Well, plus you come back and they win the first game you're back. So, I mean, obviously you're some type of a good luck charm and a great player, Billy. So you got to put that, you know, on the resume as well. So Cincinnati, Andy Dalton was red hot all of a sudden last two games, two touchdowns, six interceptions, seven total turnovers. What's the game plan, especially knowing, you know, he struggled? Five of those six interceptions have come against heavy pressure. Is the game plan just to get after him and go attack Andy Dalton?
Well, you know, I can't tell you the game plan, but, we'll definitely have a good game plan. You know, Ray does a really good job of getting those things set up and putting us in the best position to make plays. But our game plan, you know, game in, game out, is just to go in there and just take care of business, you know, execute our game plan and to go out there and do it 100%. So, you know, if we do that, we should have, you know, a really good chance of making this a good ball game.
How much, having played him once and having faced this whole offense once, how much of that in divisional games, you always get to see these teams twice, and it's understood that both teams are going to change a lot of things maybe, or change things from one game to another, but there's only so much you can adjust, right? I mean, you are who you are. You have a base concept of how you do things. They know that, and you know that. But are there some immediate benefits that you already know in preparing for this game that, hey, we saw this, and this the last time. We can definitely take advantage of it.
Well, for me, it's going to be a big change, you know, just going in and making some adjustments, just watching film on the guys that did play. You know, I wasn't able to play that game. So I'll have to go in there, watch the film, and go back and see, you know, what things worked, what didn't work. But, you know, it's going to be the same mindset for this game. You know, like you said, it's a divisional game. It's going to be our chance to go out there and you know, to make some plays.
What struck you when you watched that game about the Cincinnati team that you saw once this year versus the one you saw last season?
You know, just sitting back and watching it from a fan's perspective, you know, it was, you know, you went out there and you could see that guys were, you know, the physicality was there, and watching guys just get after it. There's, you know, guys flying around and making big plays, and you know, I think that accounted for the success that we had in that game.
There are certain teams in the NFL right now that are being described as very tough, very physical teams. Carolina, Seattle, the 49ers, the Cleveland Browns now. Is that something that has been, you know, handed down from the top, something you guys want to instill? Because, and I think it goes back, a lot of it to me goes back to the first game against Cincinnati where they tried to run on 4th-and-1 with Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis up the middle, and Phil Taylor said, no, not in our house here. And this has just been a very physical defense and a physical front this season.
It has. You know, our defense and our defensive line have done a great job, you know, this year of you know, just executing that game plan that Ray's gotten for us. You know, like I said, he does a great job of getting that together for us. And, you know, we make our halftime adjustments, go out and, you know, being able to go out there and execute, you know, like we did in the first half.
Do you feel as a player coming off of a big win, then having the bye week, do you like the extra preparation for such a big game, or would you like to kind of keep the momentum going right off that Baltimore game?
Oh, I like the extra time there. It gives you more time to study your opponent. I mean, everybody loves that.
Yeah.
Is there a true difference? I know it's not like you've been in the league a long time, but just in a couple of, in, you know, in this amount of time from last year to this year, but you get to know the people that you that are your teammates. Is there a noticeable difference in the attitude in the locker room? And I'm not just saying because you have a new defensive coordinator or a new scheme, but are people approaching things differently? Are you even seeing it maybe in the older guys, something in the eye or something in the tone of the voice that tells you I'm part of something a little different here than even last year?
I mean, yeah, you see it a lot, you know, with guys like DeQuell, you know, who go around and he goes out of his way to go and talk with the young guys and help, you know, help them understand the offense that we're going to play, or, you know, guys like Joe Thomas that are helping some of the young offensive linemen that are, you know, getting them prepared. You know, they may or may not play, but he's still going and taking that extra effort to go and help those guys out. You know, you see it all around.
We talk a lot about Rob Chudzinski being the even-keeled, steady hand, and Nathan and I talk a ton about that on the show, and people asking us, you know, what's define him and explain what his influence on this team is. And I know it's more than this, but it seems like that is one of the biggest things that you guys can kind of count on him being consistent in what he says and what he does. Give me a player's feel for Coach Chud.
Oh, Chud's a great guy. You know, he's so accountable and you know, he keeps guys focused. He keeps guys in tune with what's going on. And I think that's, you know, what's been a deciding factor in the wins that we've gotten this year are how focused that he can keep guys and how, you know, he keeps guys, you know, in tune with what's going on.
This is a team that had a nice 3-game winning streak, then the losing streak, come back with a big win against Baltimore, looking to build some momentum. And you, when you're in this situation for the first time ever, is it tough to not maybe get kind of caught up and say, if we can do this, we got this game, we got that game? Or are you guys, one of the things Chud's doing so well, he said, keep you focused on the moment, win this one, take care of business this Sunday?
No, that's the one thing that we've done, you know, each game is don't worry about next week, you know, focus on the task at hand and focus on what's in front of you. And, you know, don't, you know, once you start worrying about the other stuff, oh, playoffs, oh, Super Bowl, that's when teams start to, you know, they start to fall, they start to slip. So we just try to, you know, focus on the task at hand and win the one.
You pay attention, I know, to what's going on the other side of the ball, but your biggest focus is going to be on defense. But you know what's happened on the other side of the ball. Three quarterbacks starting, three different guys, and now it's Jason Campbell. How well have you had a chance to get to know Jason? How much do you concern yourself with the fact that he's brought this steady hand, this experience to that position, this poise and calmness, and everybody talks about, besides also being able to make some plays?
Oh, Jason's doing an awesome job out there. You know, just sitting down and talking with that guy, you know, he knows football. You know, he lives and dies, you know, with football. And, you know, he's a great guy. He's able to go out there and understand what the defense is trying to do, and he goes out there and makes things happen. You know, and that's the kind of quarterback that, you know, the kind of quarterback that we need.
It's 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, taking care of the ball, and really the last 3 halves of football that this Browns team have played have been as good as any this season. We've heard a lot of talk about something happening in the locker room at Kansas City, Billy, and that seems to have been a defining point or a turning point maybe in some ways for this defense. Obviously, you can't get into it, but do you think that something happened in that locker room that has changed kind of the course of things for the defense and the team going forward?
Oh, yeah, it was kind of like a reality check, you know, just – some of the words that were said in that locker room and you know, just from Joe Thomas and Quell and Chud and defensive coordinator, you know, we got some things turned around and realized that, you know, this is happening right now. There's some things that we need to get adjusted, and we did.
As you listened to that and heard that, did you know that was like a moment that was something bigger? I know it's easy to say now that it's led to something better because of the second half of that game and then the win over Baltimore, but as you were taking it all in, did you say, this could be something special here?
No, it definitely was something special. You know, you don't see that a whole lot. You don't see a guy, you know, guys coming in with the whole hoorah speech. But, you know, I feel like it made a big difference in how we played and how we've been playing, you know, the last mm-hmm. couple games.
So it's Tuesday. Again, typical day off in the NFL for players. Walk us through what your Tuesday is like and what you've been doing today before you came into the studio.
Let's see. Woke up, walked outside, seen the snow. I was like, all right.
And then put your shorts on, and you got shorts and no socks on, by the way. So you're well dressed for the weather.
Well dressed.
I like the style.
The coat's nice. The coat looks like it's weatherproof. But man, the rest of you, dude, you are not like dressed
mess.
For the.
I'm a mess right now.
When I first moved here from California, I was kind of a conscientious objector to this weather because I went from California to Atlanta and then here. So I walked around the whole winter in like shorts and flip flops. I was just like, I'm not dealing with this.
Well, I did the same thing in Boise riding through on campus with my longboard. I'm sitting there in shorts and a sweatshirt and a beanie on, just skating on through campus. It's snowing outside.
So it's true. But, I mean, so you come into the facility, and it's just is this a scheduled thing, on your own thing? Give just a little
usually
break.
On Tuesdays, you know, I get up pretty early, come in, get a lift in, watch a little bit of film, jump in the cold tub, steam room, all that stuff. You know, the normal stuff that guys do. You know, but I keep it pretty basic. Come in just to get out of bed, walk around a little bit, so I'm not just sitting at home all day long.
Okay. And when you, on a day like today, are you also able to do, is there a little extra studying about the Bengals going on too, or is any of that coming to play, or do you wait for tomorrow?
That's where that iPad comes in. You sit at home, instead of watching TV, you know, you sit there for an hour or whatever it may be and watch a little bit of film.
Beautiful. All right. Well, Billy, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Great stuff.
We appreciate it. I know it's on your day off, but this is wonderful stuff, and all the best, and we'll talk again.
Hey, good luck.
Thanks for having
me. That's right.
Billy Wynn, defensive lineman for the Browns, joining us here on CBD. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. Another Nate is going to join us. Nate Ulrich, who covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal. We'll have a conversation with him ahead on this Football Tuesday edition, ESPN 850 WKNR. Get up, what it is, what it does, what it is, what it is. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed.